So is being young and naive an actual benefit? Yes, in some areas, because the world hasn't told you no enough. You haven't dug your heels into something, even though you don't love it. You feel like it's someone else's life. You look in the mirror and think to yourself, is this all there is? But you dug your roots in and you start thinking logically, I have the mortgage, the life, the family. Can I really do my own thing? And sometimes being young and naive can allow you to just move forward. Hey, it's Dean Graziosi. I want to explain what I mean by that. This is the Own Your Future podcast, behind the scenes edition, happening every Thursday to reiterate or go over or talk about the behind the scenes of the week prior. If you haven't seen my interview with Natalie Ellis of Boss Babe, you got to go right now. Not right now, in about 8 minutes when this is over, go listen to that whole podcast. It is pure fire. A woman who did everything right. She went to school, got the good grades, got the offer for the job of a lifetime that matched her career, and something just freaked her out at 21 years old, and she knew she couldn't take it. And her journey has been magical. And again, this quick behind the scenes podcast happening on Thursdays is just to keep you in the game, keep the momentum alive. And if you haven't registered for the Own Your Future Challenge with myself, Tony Robbins, and some amazing guests, happening August 1st. I'd say go do that right now. It's oyf2023.com, oyf2023.com. We're going to show you to do exactly what Natalie Ellis did at 21 years old when she was naive, when life didn't tell her no enough, when she didn't have all the responsibilities in the world. She said yes to her. She said yes to starting her own thing. She started selling supplements from her kitchen. Then she realized selling supplements was really expensive and protein powders and things like that. And she decided, what if I just worked with somebody who really understood diet, really understood recipes, somebody really good with visibility and pictures. And she created the most beautiful little ebook with recipes and started selling information on how to be healthier rather than the product. She joined the world that Tony Robbins and I are in, and hopefully you'll be in, with high margins, high impact, and the opportunity for great success. She started selling an ebook. It got momentum. She started building more. It got bigger. It got bigger. Now she runs a multi-million dollar company, and she teaches women to do what she did. Same thing Tony Robbins and I share with people. It is time for you to sell what you know. And that's why we are doing the Own Your Future Challenge. We do it once a year to pull back the curtain over 5 days, about 2 hours a day, to show you exactly how to identify the thing in your life, that experience that you could offer to help someone else, serve them, and create a business out of it. Or do like most do. They use someone else's expertise or knowledge at first. It's kind of like a musician playing someone else's song first, getting so confident, then you write your own song. That's what Natalie did. She sold someone else's recipes online, created another book, and then more, and then moved on to running and owning Boss Babe. So let me just get back to my original question here. Is it good to be naive? You see, where our logical brain goes, yeah, at 21, it's easy to make that. I mean, I know she was living with her grandmother, which you'll learn, and her grandparents, and she was in debt from college. But, you know, she was already there, so it couldn't get any worse, right? And didn't have all the obligations of life. And you might be thinking, I'm dying to do my own thing. But Dean, you know, that's a big shift. It's a big change. I'm older now. We have children. I have responsibilities. I get that. But when is that going to get easier? When is you giving up on your dreams to do your own thing, to tap into your full potential, tap into the man or the woman you are meant to be, not who you're deciding to be or settling to be? When is it going to get easier? Will it be easier at the end of your life when you know you missed the entire opportunity? When your one shot is over while we are taking these turns around the sun, these spins around the sun? Of course it might be a little harder, but really, isn't it the world has just told you no, that you've gotten too logical, that the news is just horrific, and your confidence level is just not as high. Being naive is not there. You feel like you know the world, or the complete opposite. Do you have more experience under your belt? You are more worldly. You understand how things work and you don't have to leap off the building. You don't have to jump into the deep end. You could walk in an inch at a time. You can explore, you can investigate, you can realize that you are meant for more and you have to choose the thing and just start going. Natalie said multiple times, everybody's waiting for it to be perfect. You just got to pick a direction and go. You don't have to run. You could jog. You could walk first. Heck, you could jog, then faster jog, then run, then sprint. But you must run away from the person you are now if it is not fulfilling your life and if it's not fulfilling your joy, your happiness, and abundance. And the reason Tony and I once a year pull back the curtain and show you why you should be in this industry where you write an ebook, a course, a work, do a workshop, create a mastermind like Natalie did of like-minded people, do a membership, be a coach, be a consultant, is because you have life experience that is insanely valuable to someone else right now. You just gotta realize that you are enough, you have enough, and you can do this once you have the blueprint, once you know where to start, once you have the framework. And again, this is promoting our challenge because we know when people show up, their lives change. And we know also that sometimes when something's free, we don't pay attention to it. So pretend I'm giving away a $1,000 ticket to a Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi event that's got Jay Shetty and Trent Shelton and Cody Sanchez and Barry Baumgartner and some amazing guests that will blow your mind. Jim Quick, some you might know, others you might not. Maybe you don't know any of them, but they're all people who decided that they wanted to go into the industry of impacting others through what they learned or what they experienced. And all of them are doing amazing and they're all hell-bent on showing you how to do it. So today, pretend you're 17 and naive and you're just gonna go after who you are meant to be without thinking of all the crap that's built up through the years. Yes, being naive can be one of the greatest gifts in the world. I don't know if I'd ever start and go after all the things I did at an early age. I just decided I could and went for it. What if today you just decided you could and you went for it? No matter what that is, I hope you join Tony and I. It's not a magical money machine. It's not about getting rich for doing nothing. It's about leaning in who we're meant to be. And I think we got a great path to show you, but if it's not this, do something. We appreciate you being a part of the Own Your Future podcast. Make sure you go to OYF 2023 and reserve your spot. We'll see you August 1st, live about 2 hours a day. Do not miss it. Thank you for making this one of the top podcasts in the world. We are grateful for the follows, the likes, the shares. And if someone else needs to hear this, send it on over to them. It's only about 8 minutes long. We'll see you next week.